I do not give whether Mugabe is buried in Shimba or in Harare. I think that is really beside the point. The real issue here is that the government is just being exposed for who they are. This mausoleum is not the first project where they just start investing money in things and then abandon them because their decision-making matrix is improper. This is what they do even with government projects. So the mausoleum is taking a lot of money, taxpayers' money, and they're just going to abandon it. And they've done this with roads, with dams, with so many other projects in the country. It's because the decision-making matrix is flawed, and Mnangagwa, just like his now late master, believes that he can just force decisions on people. This is what they were trying to do to the Mugabe family, to force them to bury the late former president at the National the Heroes Acre against his own wishes. And now they can't do that. They have abandoned that. A lot of money has gone into the mausoleum. They bought a lot of material, and this thing was going to cost a lot of taxpayers' money. We don't even know how much was going into that mausoleum. But of course, it's been 2 weeks or a week and a half since they started construction, which means that a lot of money is already going into it. So this is really disheartening. I'm not really worried about where Mugabe is buried. It's none of my business. But what I'm worried about is that, what has happened with the mausoleum is a microcosm of the macrocosm. This is what they do every time. They start projects without consulting, without, making proper decisions, and then they abandon them midway.
Are you going to force the government to actually account for that money?
Precisely. Part of our legislative agenda will be to demand, transparency and accountability around the money they've put in that mausoleum. Where did it come from? And how much is going into it? And what does it mean in terms of loss? And how are they going to compensate for the money they put into that project of theirs, which is the product of their decision-making and, this bottom-up approach where they just want to force things on people. Because the family said that they don't want anything to do with the Heroes Acre. This is something that was being said from the day he was declared dead. And so they just went ahead and did that thing. So they flushed money down the drain, with the full knowledge that they were doing something that was not going to, it's politicking. They think they're exposing the Mugabe family when they are just wasting our money. So our legislative agenda will definitely touch on that. Our members of parliament are going to be demanding accountability. And we want to know how much is going into that project and how are they going to replace that money. This is ridiculous. It's what they've always done, and we're happy that at least this is something that can show, the generality of Zimbabweans that a lot of projects that they abandon is not because of the economy, it's not because of sanctions, but it's because of their poor governance policies where they just do things without consulting. If they had thoroughly and properly consulted the Mugabe family, they would not have started building that mausoleum. So they do the same with a lot of projects. They just start things without, looking at the baseline, without consulting, without doing any research, and then they abandon things midway when they can't wait. It's the same thing with the bond note. They just introduce it without doing thorough investigations or research on whether it will work or not. They abandoned it because it didn't work. And then they started this RTGS money, they will abandon very soon, and they keep doing these things. And it's because they don't consult, and their decision-making matrix is very poor. So this mausoleum of theirs must be used as an example, and we must use it as a rallying point to start to talk around the issues of accountability and proper management and governance of resources, and especially taxpayers' money in this country.